On Saturday, the Western Force went to Sydney to face the Waratahs, a team that can qualify for the playoffs, in order to climb up to the third place in the standings. Even though the New South Wales squad can't avoid the wooden spoon, they did not give up easily and managed to score the first try of the game, which was converted in 7 sales by Ben Donaldson. However, the Force had the upper hand and managed to lead at the break 17-10. The second half was indeed spectacular. The Tars had a great comeback, and when they were only 10 minutes to play, they were in front by 9 points, 30-21. The last minutes belonged to the Perth-based team, who scored a try and did not quit their objective, with Domingo Miotti converting a penalty 5 minutes in the stoppage time. Final score 30-31. The other game between the Rebels and the Brumbies did not bring any major surprises. At halftime, the Brumbies had managed to partially secure the game, leading 19-7, 3 tries to 1. The beginning of the second half belonged to the home side, trailing by only 2 points, 17-19, which eventually got the ICT team to increase the lead after a try scored by Bailey Kunzel. The last 17 minutes were not that spectacular, with the Rebels scoring only 3 points in order to secure a bonus point.